The future has imploded into the present. With no nuclear war, the new battlefields are people's minds and souls. Mega corporations are the new governments. Computer-generated info domains are the new frontiers. Though there is better living through science and chemistry, we are all becoming cyborgs.
I love the year 2055. It used to be that if I wanted to make a change to my appearance, I had to spend enough money to buy a luxury sedan with all the options, spend weeks from start to finish dealing with holding the look I wanted together, and injecting poison into parts of my face. 40 years ago, the Dark Ages, where the next attempt to make a little change meant looking like your face declared war on itself. That was then. Now, if I needed changes to my face made, even adding some cosmetic cyber enhancements, I could do it on my lunch hour. And I wouldn't have to take out a loan from the bank just to get it done. All I needed was the time and a small amount of funds. But I wanted something more. I wanted something that would make me truly stand out in my workplace. I wanted people to see me. I wanted an exotic package. Biotechnica was now offering new options for gene therapy, nanosurgery, cloning, minor to major versions. I scheduled time off and went in for the catnip package. Slit eyes, pointed ears, modified hair, even got claws, a tail, and soft fur. But I wanted something more. I wanted something that would help me be intimidating when I wanted to be, irresistible when I wanted to be. And that's when the technician told me about one of their newest products, tailored pheromones, designed to provoke in others the three Fs, fight, flight, or fuck. Only 300 additional Eurobucks, a bargain at twice the price. 3 weeks later, I walked into the office building, tail waving behind me. I was still getting used to the new mouth and nose, well, a muzzle now, and the tail worked perfectly. Everyone was looking at me as I came in, and I could see it in their body language. The men wanted me, and the women wanted to be me. I could see it now. I was going to start getting the better offers, the better contracts. I might have to show a little more, but I'm perfectly happy letting them think they're going to get lucky. Thinking isn't getting. The things that can happen in a month. I'm days away from a promotion to head of my department. My commissions have skyrocketed, and I'm on the fast track for better contracts. Best $3,000 I ever spent. All I have to be is smart about it. But there's this issue. I don't know if it's the modifications, the pheromones, or something else, but I've been... Oh, let's call it what it is. I've been in heat ever since the new guy arrived in my department. Kevin. God, that dark hair, that permanent 5 o'clock shadow, that firm bod of his. I've seen him working out at the company gym. I've watched him. I've had security video transferred to me, and I've spent hours in my bed touching myself, thinking about him, having him feel my body all over. I want him, and I'm going to have him. Kevin? Can I see you in my office, please? Thank you.
What's up, Jessica?
I must say, I've been looking over your numbers, and they're quite impressive. Almost as good as my own. And you haven't been here that long.
What can I say? I work hard.
You certainly do. Kevin, where do you see yourself in the future of this company?
Like, where do I see myself a few years from now?
Something like that.
Well, I'll tell you, but you're going to activate the privacy screens in your office. Something of a personal nature with me.
All right. There. Now then, you were saying?
As I was about to say, in the long term, I see myself in a nice, comfortable position here where I make enough money to suit my needs, but not so much that somebody's going to try to ruin me to take it away. Of course, by that time, I see myself in a better standard of living, not to mention fucking you stupid every chance I get.
What? What did you say?
Now, as for the short term, I'm going to make you cock drunk for me. You're an animal now. and I'm going to take you like one.
I'm not just going to submit to you quite that easily.
No, you're not. But you will. See, I'm going to walk out that door and avoid you for a week. And during that time, you're going to think about all the things I could be doing to you. Stroking your soft fur, kissing your new muzzle, running my hand down your back, touching and caressing your tail, putting you on all fours and moving my cock into you from behind.
Why are you doing this to me?
Well, I've been wanting you for a long time, Jessica. Even before you altered your looks. I found out about what you plan to do, so I went to the same doctor. I also got the tailored pheromones package. Only I decided to specialize on only one response. Tailored to act most strongly on exotics.
What's going to happen to me?
Well, for now, I want you to spend your lunch hour thinking about what I could be doing to you. You can touch yourself if you... Oh, my apologies. You're already touching yourself. See you in a week, Jessica.
Wait, don't go. Oh, damn. Oh, God. I was supposed to be the one in control. I was supposed to be the object of desire, offering the promise of lust and playing on their arousal to manipulate them. But Kevin was right. I've been wanting him and wanting him, and it's starting to affect my work. First, I started dressing more provocatively, subtly. Leg garters under my skirt, lace, higher heels, adding a little sway to my hips. I didn't just act sexier. I was sexier. I was an animal. I just thought I could control the animal I'd become. And now I have to keep surgical gloves in my desk so my hands wouldn't always smell like my pussy. Good thing my claws are the retractable kind. I have to stop talking about him. Talking makes me so damn horny, and I have to go to my office. I have to come or I'm going to scream. There. I just keep my privacy screens on now. Saves time. I pull up my skirt and put on the gloves. And yes. My hands jammed under my panties, rubbing my clit. Kevin, oh, Kevin, please. Find me like this. Fucking my cunt with my fingers. Like some kind of whore. An alley cat need. Oh, God, Kevin, why do you do this to me?
Good morning, Jessica. You wanted to see me?
Good morning, Kevin. Please come in and close the door. Oh, Kevin, I want you. I'll do anything you ask. Just don't make me wait for it. I've been going out of my mind. Look at me. I'm already playing with my clit. I'll give you my commissions. I'll give you my office. Just fuck me.
I don't think you understand what I want. Maybe I should go.
No! Don't leave. Tell me what you want. And it's yours. I'm begging you.
I thought it was obvious by now. I want you. All this business stuff, I could take care of myself. But when I'm alone with you, I'm going to stick my cock into every hole I want. And you're going to beg me to do it more and more. I want you needy and in heat and wet for me. And just to be a good sport about this, I'm going to show you my cock.
Yes, yes, please show me your... Oh my God! That has to be an implant.
Nope. A real thing. Now come over here and lick it. Taste it for yourself. And if you lick me well enough,
Oh, yes. Oh, God. This is the real thing. Oh, Kevin. You taste so good. You're so hard. Have you been wanting me all this time?
Yes. And you're mine now.
Are you going to own me?
Do you want me to?
Yes. No, I don't want to give up everything. I've worked here for so long.
All right. You can be whatever you want to be here. But you're going to be moving in with me. Everything you are, everything you want, you're going to give to me. Now, say the words.
I'm yours. However you want me. If you allow me my freedom at the company.
Here. I want you to go to this address when you get off work tonight. And every other night from now on. At work, I'm Kevin. Everywhere else, I'm Master.
Yes, Kevin.
Now, I've got to get back to work.
Before you go, touch me, please.
Sorry, Jessica. I don't fraternize at work. Until later.
Wait, don't go. Oh, God. Elaine, hold all my calls for the next hour. I'm going to be working on something in here. I'm here, Master.
Strip. Animals don't wear clothes. You certainly got my attention with that exotic package, I have to admit. As soon as you did that, I was sure that I had to have you. I've been wanting you for some time, even before you changed, as you recall. Requested a transfer to your team, set up everything here for the sole purpose of having you. Aren't you grateful that you have a master willing to do all that for you?
Yes, Master.
Hold still. There. Now you truly are mine, now that I've got a collar around your neck. Do you like it? See how well it passes for an exotic piece of neckwear, but only you and I know it for what it is. Does it make you happy? Being collared, owned at last?
Yes, Master.
Now, on your hands and knees, you walk only when I give permission. Good pet. Spread your legs. Your master is going to fuck you like the beast you are. Can you feel it? One finger in your pussy. Slow and easy. My pussy slut, you're practically gushing. Such a tight little pussy slut you are, too. Let's try two fingers now. Yes. Yeah. Out. Yeah. And out. Yes, faster now. Oh, you've been teased enough, haven't you? Do you want your master's cock, pussy slut?
Please, Master.
Yes, that's it. Feel my cock in you. All of it. No slow teasing tonight. Yes, that's it. You're mine. Just like you've always wanted to be. Yes. That's it. Yes. Feel me fucking you. Feel me taking you. Plundering your feline body. Yes. Fuck me. Yeah, that's it. Harder. Harder. Oh, yes. Yeah, that's it. Taking you from behind. Taking you like the animal you are. Oh, yes. Faster. Faster.
Again. I want more.
Don't worry. We've got the whole night ahead of us, my pet.
Lester, fuck me at work too, please?
Maybe. Don't want people to think your assistant is your master, otherwise he might use that against you. Against us.
I could just pretend to be in charge. It would be expected that I'd use my authority to boss you around. Please, I need you in me. I need to be your pussy slut.
We'll discuss it later. As for now, lick me clean, Jessica. Then we'll eat. If you beg shamelessly enough, I'll fuck your tight little ass.
Yes, Mister. Thank you, Mister.